It was the Community Sentinel Awards. So it was awards to people who were fighting fracking all over America. So we were brought over because we're trying to fight frack gas imports into Ireland from some of these areas that have been affected. So it was nice to be in a room full of people like ourselves in Leitrim, you know, that are fighting these battles. But I suppose what I told them was that the ban on fracking in Ireland, that was part of their success, you know, that they played a part in that, and that we didn't want to be involved in poisoning them now at this stage, because they are, we'd say the people from Dymock now in Pennsylvania are the people that are going to be where the gas is sourced for LNG coming into the Shannon Estuary.
And how important is it, councillor, in terms for people in Leitrim, part of the Love Leitrim campaign or any similar campaigns, that when they're trying to fight certain things like frack gas imports, to see it getting attention on such on a major scale like this, it's very important to this movement, but also any movement, isn't it?
Well, it's very important for those people. I mean, I'm meeting people now there that we've known since 2011, but they've been fracking since 2005. So like their stories have changed now. They're getting older. A lot of their family members have been sick and some have died. I'm going out into their communities. I spent 3 days in Dymock with Ray Kimball, and like his water is contaminated. I mean, I met a lovely couple that moved from Jersey up to Dymock in Pennsylvania. A bit like somebody moving from Dublin to Leitrim to live here, you know. And they gave over 300,000 for a beautiful house in Pennsylvania. And then they moved in with their two young kids and bought chickens and dogs. And their animals died and their kids got sick. And Jess was her name. She was sick, and they were living in the house for over 2 years before they really understood what fracking was, you know. And their neighbours had signed non-disclosure agreements with the companies and was getting water delivered to them, and they couldn't tell their new neighbours that their water was contaminated. So like that family now spends 2 or 3 nights a week driving around looking for clean water that they have to then truck to their house to try and live in a situation where they're now trapped because they can't sell the house. And you know, it's a terrible situation, and that's what we could have faced here. I mean, we could have faced issues like that, you know, here, where the industry could have came in and just took control over the space.